have enough time to finish up in the morning, or should we?
Well, we have one critical piece. Actually, I know we want to talk certainly about the action item on the threatened and dangerous species, and I also think Commissioner Jensen, that somebody must talk about around snares and we can do that. But I think both of those, I mean, tomorrow morning we have our hearing, and I don't know how many people are going to show up and take final action, but I would think to get ready for the petition, we probably need to be done by 9:15, 9:10 at the latest. I'm looking at John. He's nodding. He said, yes, that's an affirmative. Okay. So I think we're going to have about an hour to do some work tomorrow. So, I mean, Tony, Tom, do you think we can get all that done tomorrow morning?
Why don't we go ahead and do that action item on the threatened and dangerous?
Okay.
And then I think we'll be getting
back to that. Tony Life here, Director of Wildlife Division. If we take that one action item that's listed there, I do think we probably need a fresh mind to have that conversation on the snares on public land. I think that'd be a good thing to save for the morning.
Okay.
And I think we'd be in good shape for time-wise anyway.
All right. Okay. That suggestion, we'll do action item number 26.
Mr. Chair, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator for the department. I just went over to tell Rachel to pass these out, and she said I'm way ahead of you. You already have these blue packets, very similar to your commission booklet. Want to provide a little brief background again on this endeavor here that our staff went through with some input from some other experts, I guess you'd call it, on some of these species and some of the public comment we got. So these are state threatened and endangered species status reviews. This was a process that formally the department has never undertaken or gone through. So I think the end product here is going to be very useful for ourselves as a department, for you as a commission moving forward when we bring forward recommendations to maybe make changes on some of these T&E species, and then to help justify why we recommend and how the commission moves forward with these species into the future. So there's 22 species listed within this document. If sufficient information existed on these species, and a lot of the times we don't have enough information on them, we did draft criteria for downlisting, or how would we change that status from endangered to threatened for that particular species. If such information was lacking, which they are for most of these species, the review describes additional monitoring and or research needs that we've identified as a department, the additional information we need to gather to help provide supportive information to make a change to the listing of one of the species listed within this document. So we brought forward you a draft of this back in October. We put it out for a 60-day public comment period. We did receive a handful of comments from the public. We had some additional conversations with some of the species experts, I guess you would call them, outside of our department. And this is a process that we would like to go through every 2 years with you. We think with the additional information we might get from our monitoring or research that we collect within that time period, we as a department can sit down and review the current document that ends up coming out of this adoption process with you here today. And another I guess amendment we made to this final document would be, if you look in the back, we have the responses to the public comments that were received by us. I think you've seen this before. I think Tom shared this to you via email, and then we had some further discussions, and we went in and we tidied up just a few things with a couple species. And we also added some language in the very back as an appendix, which outlines state statute, codified law, and there might even be an administrative rule or two that basically explains and defines what T&E species are, the responsibility of our department under state law, and things of that nature. So that's included in this document for you as well. So I guess with that, I just want to commend our staff that worked hard on this. This was a huge undertaking. We're in a good spot now moving forward. It may not be perfect, but we're in a much better spot than we were a year ago from now. So I guess with that, Tom and I would try to answer any questions you have.
Mr. Chairman, if I may as well, Tom Kirschman. As Chad just alluded to, I mean, we'd also consider this a living document, and we're going to continually evaluate it and change and adjust as new information comes about and available. So it is not set in stone. It could easily change as new information comes along. We also recognize there's a lot of information in there. We shared you an update I did via email here, as Chad mentioned, about a week and a half ago. Chad just described just a few minor adjustments that we did here, literally in the last couple of days. We're here today to ask for your adoption of this, similar to like we do with other management plans. But if you have a desire that you would like to spend more time looking at this or something specific of it, have some questions, it's certainly not time sensitive that it has to be adopted at this meeting. We could certainly come back to you at the next commission meeting or whatever your pleasure would be. So I just want to share that with you, that there's certainly not any time sensitivity that this has to be adopted now. But we are very proud of our staff and the time and effort they put into this, and think we have a really good starting point here moving forward for T&E state listed species. Mr. Chairman, turn it back over to you.
Okay. Thank you. Are there questions on any of these?
Commissioner, not really a question, but a comment for whatever it's worth. If anybody's interested, there were two osprey outside my window this morning over at Canyon Lake. And once they come back, they'll be there for a while. So if anybody wants to come by in the morning and watch, they're incredibly interesting.
You know they eat trout, right?
Yeah, I know. I watch them eat them. It's kind of fun to watch them. But if you want to see some, they'll be there tomorrow, I bet.
Okay. So these are just within the state. These are endangered species within the state.
Mr. Chairman, these are state listed. They are not federal listed species. Although there might be, you know, an overlap that one could be listed as a federal, but what the focus here is state listed species, either threatened or endangered.
So how are they selected? Maybe you could review that a little bit.
Some of it's going to be based on information that we have available based on the population status, sheer numbers. In other situations, some have been listed for decades. And honestly, there is not a lot of information, as Chad just described. And in some of those situations, we're trying to determine or establish some criteria that we can use moving forward to make an adjustment to its current status, whether it's to downgrade from an endangered to a threatened or completely delist. And so it's somewhat challenging because some we have information, you know, peregrines that was just described, or excuse me, osprey, we have some better information and have some understanding at those population levels. Others listed on here, we just simply don't have that information, and they were put on there for some reason at one point in time or another. And so hopefully going through this process, establishing some criteria, at least some sideboards, gives us a good starting point moving forward and do whatever we can to get them downlisted or delisted completely.
Yes.
Thank you. And key point that Director Life just mentioned to me, the state listed species, that is commission action to either put it on the list or remove from the list as well. So that falls under the purview of your authority.
Okay, we can act on it today, or if anyone would like to wait and
I'll move approval.
You will.
Second. I will.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, there's a second. Any discussion on this document? Glad to see it upgraded and a living document. I like that. That's, it needs to be. Okay, with that, all in favor would say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? It is approved.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. With that, I think we will recess for the evening, and we'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock we'll have the hearing. So, with that, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your work.